USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr is signing Connecticut U.S. Attorney John Durham to look into the origins of the Russia investigation. Durham will lead a probe to examine how the investigation's initial intelligence was gathered. He has led public corruption investigations under both Republican and Democratic administrations. An early U.S. assessment says Iran was probably behind Sunday's attack on two Saudi oil tankers, and now the tensions are rising between the U.S. and Iran as an aircraft carrier has been sent to the Middle East to protect against attack by Iran on any U.S. interests. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt is concerned.
I think there's a concern that escalation that is unintended could end up with a much more serious situation than we're fearing, yes.
President Trump reportedly considering sending troops to the region if need be. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents...
Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
North Korea is demanding the U.S. return a cargo ship it seized because of what U.S. officials claimed were illegal coal shipments. North Korea's foreign minister saying the seizure violates the spirit of a joint statement by President Trump and Kim Jong-un at their first summit in Singapore last June, also saying it's a violation of the North's sovereignty. As China announces retaliatory tariffs on U.S. imports, stocks tumble on Wall Street yesterday. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump says he will meet with the president of China next month in Osaka, Japan. Still, the stock market doesn't like uncertainty, and stocks deep in the red because of the tariffs. The Dow dropping a whopping 617 points to close at 25,324. The Nasdaq down almost 270 points, the S&P 500 shedding 69 points.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Former President Jimmy Carter recovering from surgery after he fell at his home in Plains, Georgia. And a statement from the Carter Center says the 94-year-old former president broke his hip while heading out to go turkey hunting. The statement says the surgery was successful, but Carter remains at a hospital in Americus, Georgia. His wife, Rosalind, is by his side. Actress Felicity Huffman is scheduled to be sentenced in September for her role in the college admission scandal. Prosecutors are pushing for the Desperate Housewives star to serve at least 4 months behind bars and to pay a $20,000 fine. Huffman admitted to paying $15,000 so her daughter could get more time to take the SAT and to have her wrong answers corrected. Huffman is one of more than a dozen other high-profile figures who paid large amounts of money to help their kids get into prestigious colleges. Concerns about the measles outbreak are increasing as the disease is still spreading. The CDC says the number hit 839, involving 23 states. 75 new cases have been reported in a week. The highly contagious, potentially deadly illness was declared eliminated in the year 2000. Now New York has more than 270 cases, the highest number among those 23 affected states. And federal health officials are still calling on parents to get their kids vaccinated. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.